afternoon, and welcome to Psychic Sandbox Live on Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio, weekly on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. This is your opportunity to listen live with host psychic medium Cindy Leacock of Spirit Messages. Playfully and joyfully, the Psychic Sandbox Radio Show offers tools to expand your approaches to tapping into sacred energy and psychic experiences. Share your exciting experience on air. Get psychic and mediumship readings. Win prizes. If you would like a free one-question reading, please call in at 646-378-0378 and push 1 to be put in the queue. And now I give you your host, Cindy Leacock.
Hi, and welcome to the Psychic Sandbox. My name is Cindy Leacock, and I am your radio show host today. I am a psychic medium, and I have been studying and using psychic and mediumship since 1973. I am going to try to get through all the callers today that have called in for a reading, so I am going to just take one question and not take very long with each person, but you can sign up for a full reading with me on my website, which is www.cindyleacock.com, CindyLeacock.com. And I am doing my annual August sale, so a half-hour reading is only $39.99. So go to my website and book a reading today if you don't get on the air or if I just am able to speak with you shortly. I have news. I am wrapping up my summer radio show. The last show will be next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I hope that you will all stay in touch with me. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know if you move on to take more psychic lessons, anything that you'd like to share with me. Those of you who have been working on your beginning psychic certificate, I really want to stay in touch and hear if you go on to take a level 2. And also, everyone can re-listen to the archive shows for extensive information about the 9 different ways of drawing in psychic energy and the 9 methods of seeing and hearing psychically. And I will complete the last one next week. And also, did you know that you can be awarded a free beginning psychic certificate from the Psychic Sandbox Show? And you can start on it right now or next week. And as long as you want to work on it, you can, and email me when you are ready to have your little talk with me. And my email is on the last page of my website. I know some of you are already working on it, and I am just so excited to see where this takes you. So our Tumblr blog is Psychic Sandbox, all one word. It's Tumblr, Psychic Sandbox, all one word. And all of the directions for the beginning psychic certificate are on there. So today, I said I was going to do one question readings for you at the half hour. So if you would like to have a reading today, again, our number is 646-378-0378. Okay, the bell just rang in the classroom. It's recess. We're out the door. It's time to play in the psychic sandbox. It is tempting to multitask during the show, but try relaxing and just listening for the next hour. I promise this is the best show ever. Grab a refreshing drink, put your feet up, sink into a chair, and relax for the next hour. Take your time to get settled in, and I'll discuss the nature of our psychic sandbox. The psychic sandbox is, of course, a metaphor. Now is the time we are as free as we were at recess in kindergarten. We try and do everything that you can do with sand. We sift it through our fingers. We pack it down in a pail. We make forts and sandcastles and generally bathe in it. And there is endless sand. And we can have all the sand we can gather. Our sand, in this metaphor, is the divine golden white light, also called God, the oneness, all that is. We have many, many names, our Father, for this experience full of love and light and joy. So in our psychic sandbox, we are learning how to use our mind and our subtle bodies to try and do everything possible that we want to with the divine golden white light, the sand. So first we have to fill our minds with the sand, and that is when we use our techniques for pulling in divine golden energies of love and light. And each week so far this summer, I have shared different methods from various religions and practices all over the world and far back in time to pull in that divine energy. So you can try them all and see which one works for you. And that's what the psychic sandbox is all about, is trying new things and just doing it on your own. And you don't have to share it with anybody. There's no judgment. You can just do what you want and have fun. So the radio show originated with the idea of giving you a time to focus on relaxation, to learn and try easy psychic practices. And you know, until recently, that we didn't know everyone could learn to be a psychic medium. We now know that is true because so many people with previous psychic and medium experiences have tried to be great psychic mediums and they have become that. In the not so previous past, you were either born with the gift or you weren't, or it ran in families, but that just isn't true. It is easier for some people. Some people have been born with more psychic abilities, but everyone can develop them. And that is just being learned in the last 10 years, probably. But you have to practice and learn to be a good reader. The weeks that we don't have a guest, I teach you a new method of invoking the divine energy, and then I teach you a psychic method. I know, as you know, I love to hear people's psychic experiences. Anyone who's new to learning psychic methods, and each week we give a prize to a person who has tried the psychic method from the week before and shares it over the air. Last week, Valerie called in and shared about seeing a golden eight. And Valerie and I had our free medium experience, and we enjoyed our time together so much. Hey, Valerie, if you're listening. This week, we are giving away a free reading by me to anyone who calls in and shares their own psychic experience from the show. So more than anything, I want to create a safe setting for you to play with new psychic methods, exercises, and have fun where you are free from anyone's judgment. Did you try the meditation this week, trying to open your third eye and get a yes or a no from the rose? Your sense of who you are and who you are connected to in the unseen world completely changes when you begin to see psychically. You'll start feeling connected to your higher self and to other spirit guides. And they give you fabulous, fabulous recommendations about what to do in situations. Today, we are going to work with your main spirit guide who has been helping you since birth. And you will get the essence of how they feel to you or what they look like to you and a name to call on when you need advice. So you are never alone once you start to see psychically, and you can always ask your spirit guides to help you. You know, your evolution is actually also their evolution because they are on the other side in school for helping humans. They are learning the best ways to communicate with you and help you, and the better you do, the better they do. And so it's kind of a feedback loop for them. They learn what's the best way to urge you to do something positive. So stay with us because this hour is all just for you. This is your recess from the challenges of life. And, you know, get a reading at the end. Every week, as I said, we learn a new tradition from a different country or cultural tradition. But I am going to do something different today, so please stick around for this experience. Okay, so for this, you can close your eyes. I want you to visualize a well-known psychic medium healer who has crossed over. Most people are familiar with him, but I'm going to change his name and place to something more modern. So I want you to see him in today's psychic medium healing conference world. So what he would look like if he went to one of the conferences and was, you know, doing readings up on the stage. So I'm going to call him Calvin Evers, and he will be giving a workshop in a beautiful setting in Northern California. Imagine yourself walking into the conference room. You can see pine trees out the window. Next to the window is a gorgeous hot tub just waiting for you. There's a long coffee table with coffee, tea, and pastries. You grab something. Now you take a seat with your friends. And moments later, Calvin and his team walks on the stage. Calvin introduces himself and his team. Then he starts with some psychic readings for the audience. So the first reading is for a woman. He tells her many accurate things about her life, including her multiple marriages. He's absolutely correct. And then he does several other psychic readings for people in the audience, and all of them are 100% correct. Then Calvin tells the audience that for the next part of the conference, he needs to contact Spirit and tells everyone that he needs to go off and be by himself for a while to connect with Spirit and pray and meditate. So as you can guess, Calvin is very religious. So he leaves the stage to pray and meditate while everyone takes a break for more coffee in the restroom. So when you return, you can feel the difference in the energy in the room. It feels so pure. Then Calvin returns with his team and he begins to tell the audience all that Spirit had told him while he was in meditation. He has many messages for you all, and he tells you that he is not the one speaking, but the one Spirit does it all through him. He's telling a story about the past and how it relates to him now, when suddenly there is a commotion in the back of the room and you turn around and strain to see what has happened. So what you see is a very large man, and he's lying in front of the refreshment table, and some women are attending to him. But one woman yells, "Someone call 911. I think Larry has had a heart attack." Calvin makes his way to the far back of the room. But by the time he gets there, unfortunately, of course, Larry is dead. Calvin puts his hands on the man's heart and prays to God, "Father, please heal Larry." And within a few minutes, Larry is breathing. Then the ambulance arrives and takes Larry to the hospital. Calvin returns to the stage. As I told you that Calvin was religious, so this is the point where he opens his Bible to the book of Isaiah and reads to them. And I want you to listen to this very carefully because it's a little hard to get. He's reading, "Then Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. As was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath. And when he stood up to read, the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.'" So then Jesus rolls up the scroll, he returns it to the rabbi and sits down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue are fixed on him. And he says, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And what this meant, Jesus was saying that he was the Messiah that they had been waiting for. And he already restored sight to some blind people. He was Jesus Christ. So that was the prophecy in Isaiah that told them that Jesus Christ was coming. And then, you know, he read this prophecy and then told everyone in the audience that the prophecy was talking about him. So Calvin, you know, went back to talk about this. And he says, "Today this scripture is also fulfilled in your hearing. The man you know as Calvin Evers is me, Jesus Christ." Calvin is Jesus Christ. You, along with everyone else, is in shock. You can't even process what he has said. You can't even follow what he continues to say. So I'm going to give you a moment to think back over the story and think about how would you react if Jesus Christ walked among us today in a conference. So take a minute and think about this and think about the story you just heard. So do the pieces fall in place? Because in the story I told you that Calvin, who was actually Jesus, had told a woman everything about herself, including how many times she had been married. And in fact, Jesus had did that, and he had done many psychic readings for his followers. His team was 12 men, and when he left the stage, he went to meditate and pray. And this is what happened that we don't know about. A voice came to him clairaudiently while he was meditating. The one glorious, perfect being he called the Holy Spirit, a spirit guide from the other side, gave him the information he needed to tell everyone in the audience what they needed to hear. The Holy Spirit also told Jesus that Larry was going to die and asked him to bring him back to life using the energy of Father, the God that he worshipped. So after Larry had died, Jesus went to him and raised him from the dead. And Larry was like Lazarus. So did you recognize him as Jesus? Did you guess who he was? Because Jesus is the only one I know that ever raised someone from the dead. Do you know that all through the New Testament, there are references to abilities that are so common that we teach classes over the radio, like this radio. And the more spiritually developed psychics in the present day spend much time in solitude, meditation, and prayers themselves before making their own decisions or seeking relevance from their spirit guides. I've given guidance from a spirit guide to do this radio show. I've been seeking the guide's experiences and advice about what to put on the radio show, and this story was given to me today to share on the radio show. So the radio show has been coming from a higher vibration in my mind. It's been coming through me, just as Jesus asked for the light of the Holy Spirit to guide him. So there are now many psychics and mediums and healers working with spirit guides to heal any and everything. Take the example of John of God, but I've never heard of a healer raising the dead, like I said. But, you know, we have heard of a lot of people coming back from the dead. People in the hospital come back from the dead while families are praying over them. We have no idea, you know, if that was the reason, but it certainly happens. Sometimes in the distant past, 2,000 years ago, Jesus looked like everyone else at the time. But at other times, he did look different. He was totally radiant. He was radiant. He was filled with the divine energy, as we have been learning to fill ourselves with in the psychic sandbox. We've been learning different ways every week. The reason I did the story differently today was I wanted you to see how psychic mediumship, spirit guides, and hands-on healing are the evidence Jesus gave to his people that he was the Messiah. And he said over and over, find yourself in me. Find you in me. He didn't think abilities were sinful. He was teaching people. And he was showing people what was possible, what a human being could do, what he did, he taught them. So he wanted people to pray, meditate, and grow in their connection to the Holy Spirit. And now we are. Now, Jesus, as you probably know, was born at the beginning of the age of Pisces. And 2,000 years later, here we are fulfilling his teachings, learning all that he taught. And we are on the cusp of the age of Aquarius. Now, many people have fulfilled his prophecy prior to this and became enlightened, but now we are all supported by the higher frequencies of the age of Aquarius. So now it is easier to become psychic medium and a healer, and many more of us are doing it than have done it in all the last 2,000 years. So you may be wondering why, if we are evolving, and why is the world turning so violent if we are on a higher vibration and we're so far from love and peace? Well, it's because the new frequency of the Aquarian age doesn't support the old ways of separation and hate. And those old ways are taking their last stand with fierceness. And this happens at the turn of every golden age. So eventually the age of Aquarius is going to prevail, and it will give all the souls who need it another 2,000 years to ride on the roller coaster of the ego. And then there will be the turn of the age of Capricorn, and many, many souls will complete lessons at that time and will become enlightened. And it goes on and on. Now, when we become enlightened, we go on the other side, and there's all different kinds of levels and work. No matter who you are, when you go to the other side, you are going to be deciding what kind of work you want to continue. And so always, 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 we are working toward being one with God. And so the work will be very interesting. It'll be harder. You can imagine how difficult it would be being your own spirit guide, getting you to exercise, to meditate. You know, how do they do that? So let's go back to what we want to learn today, which is, how do we bring in the divine golden white light using the method that Jesus taught us? First of all, he gave us the most important prayer and taught us to pray. And please join in and say it aloud with me if you know this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Ooh, it gives me chills. Now, for meditation, it came from disciple Paul. He taught meditation. The Jesus prayer was a breath prayer that he taught. And what you do is, with your breath, you simply repeat the prayer over and over again, keeping your attention on the prayer. So if your attention wanders, gently return to the prayer. Now, all of us have heard about mantra repetition and meditation where we use our breath, but we probably didn't remember that the Apostle Paul taught it too. We are familiar with praying, but 2,000 years ago, people were also taught to meditate. So what they taught early on was, they also call it the prayer of the heart. Early practitioners would repeat to the rhythm of their breath. Excuse me just a minute. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. Or simply, Jesus, mercy. Breath prayer is a good example of praying without ceasing, as St. Paul admonished us to do. And that has the potential to become as natural as breathing. It is intended to be a very short prayer of praise or petition, just 6 to 8 syllables, so the words of the prayer can be easily adjusted to your heart's desire. The prayer is usually said silently within, but some people sing it, others chant it. It's your prayer, so you can do whatever you want. They recommend you begin with 5 minutes and gradually increase the time to 15 or 20 minutes as you become disciplined in sitting to do the prayer. So I'm going to tell you about a discipline that blows my mind, just to put it in perspective that we're being asked to do this 15 minutes a day. There's a man in India who is sitting in front of a cliff wall that just says Jesus Christ over and over and has been doing it his whole life. So just to give you an idea. Oh, you may want to use a timer. What I do when I use a timer is I put it under a glass bowl so it's not so jarring. And sometimes people find it useful to write in a journal, especially if you're getting messages. And now I am getting messages, and you can too, all the time, about, you know, what Spirit wants me to do. And I want to reassure you, I wasn't doing this 2 years ago. So this is all something I've learned about listening to Spirit guides and taking my life forward with their advice. Now I'm going to teach you the instruction for calling on the highest guide. And we are going to do your psychic meditation now. You all call it by different names, but just because Jesus used God, let's use that. Okay, so close your eyes, and you're going to meet your greatest spirit guide. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. With your eyes closed, imagine that God, the highest spirit guide, is calling you by name. Imagine that God is actually asking your name. Well, what do you want? Like the blind man on the road to Jericho, Jesus kindly looks you in the eyes and says, "What do you want from our Father?" Give God a simple and direct answer that comes honestly from your heart. Write down the question and write down the answer. And you're going to want to do this later so you have some time to do this. Your answer may be one word, such as peace or love or help. It may be several words or a phrase such as, "I want to feel your presence," or "lead me into my life." Whatever your answers are, they are the foundation now of your breath prayer. So select the name that you are most comfortable using to speak with God. You know, Jesus couldn't explain vibration and frequency and different colors of light that were, you know, diffracted through a prism. So we say vibration and white light, but he called them something that everyone could relate to, which was Father or God. So you call it whatever really, really works for me. What works for you? What works for me is divine energy. I really, really can call that in and know that I totally believe that's true, because I know there is divine, and because of my scientific background, I know there is energy, and all energy is one great big field. You may need to compose several prayers before you find one which is truly from you and arises to meet your needs. So look carefully at your prayer. Does it reflect the heart of your needs? There's no time limit to developing your breath prayer. It may be the same from day to day, or it may change. And over the years, it may change a lot. Sometimes you may want to reverse the practice a bit by sitting in silence and letting the Spirit pray through you. Ask for God to reveal your name and God's desire for you. This can be a profound experience. You may wind up hearing something like, "Beloved, you are enough," or "Mighty One, rest. Wait on God and see how you may be renewed." So some of the sample breath prayers are, "Jesus, let me feel your love. O Lord, show me your way. Holy One, heal me. Jesus, hallelujah, have mercy. Let me feel your presence." Oh, I'm so full of love right now for each one of you. For since before you and I were born, we agreed in the spirit world that we would meet here at this specific day and time to share our journeys to the one light that Jesus called the Father. So I am full of light at the moment, and I hope you are too. And are you focused enough to call in with questions? So, Amora, do we have anybody who called in with a question?
Yes, we have Amala from Yep, we have Amala from Connecticut.
Okay, hi Amala.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Did you have a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I was wondering if you see a relationship coming in. I really became my best friend, and I feel so ready. And I'm just wondering what Spirit has to say, because I'm ready for the real person to come in.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just see what I see here for you.
Okay.
I see you as a very vibrant, passionate, caring person. First of all, very healthy. You're really ready to be in a relationship. You're really strong. You really want to give. And the person I see coming in is somebody who has a lot of determination. He's wearing like a cap that you wear when you're driving a sports car. I forget what those are called.
Wow.
He wears dark glasses.
Okay.
Let's see. He is writing on a steno pad, which probably means that he works in business.
Okay.
Let's see, what else can I tell you? He has a dog. The dog is black and white, kind of a little dog.
Okay. And do you know if we meet him by any chance, or how we meet?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know how we meet or when we meet? You're so very detailed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but Mamala, I'm just going to try to take one question at a time this week because
okay.
I've got so many waiting in line. But hey, good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have Pearl from Texas.
Hi, Pearl.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have a question today?
I was wondering if you're doing mediumship readings, if you can connect with any of my loved ones from the other side.
You know, Pearl, I don't do mediumship over the phone because it takes too long, but I'd love to read for you. I love doing mediumship readings. If you just go to my website and book a reading, they're on sale. It's really affordable right now. But good luck to you.
So
thanks for calling in.
Can I ask you a question instead?
Of course, sure.
Okay, sure. So what do you see for me? Do you see a bridge, or what opportunity do you see for me coming up for career and money?
Okay, so first of all, one of the things that I'm seeing is that you are drained, that you're feeling low energy right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, this is going to affect your ability to get work because employers are going to sense. So it's really important. Let me see what will help you with this situation. Rest. Okay, you need rest. They're showing me you lying down with a book. So rest and read. You know, take good care of yourself. Okay, now let me look at the career thing. Okay, I see a tall building, brick, with a lot of windows. There's some manufacturing that goes along with this building thing. Is there? I'm hearing like that you would do something like administrative assistant. Does that make any sense?
Oh, a little bit. Maybe administrative work.
Administrative work. Yeah. Do you know the place
Not really.
I'm talking about?
I think so. Does it have to do with property?
You know, I can't tell. It just I haven't seen anything except this bit of part of it that's doing manufacturing. So that is separate from the main building where the business part is conducted, but there's also manufacturing connected to it.
I don't know this building yet. Maybe it's coming.
Okay. Yeah, if you see an opportunity to do a interview there, you definitely want to take advantage of that.
Okay.
And look for administrative work. Good luck
okay.
to you, Pearl. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We have Laura from California.
Yes, hi.
Laura?
I'm just wondering what you see about career for me. I'm not working right now, but looking.
Okay. So you want to know about a type of career, like a, you know, nurse or a teacher, or do you want to know what type of career, or do you want to know just a job?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that you say that because I'm looking in both of those areas. That is really crazy. But just wondering, which one do you see me doing?
Okay.
There's been some roadblocks.
You have a green aura. Green in your aura, which means that you're a natural healer. And so going into nursing would be a very natural profession for you. And I see that you would take it farther. You wouldn't just be a nurse, but you would also become a healer, that you would learn different healing methods and you would use your nursing background as credentials to make people, you know, realize that you're the real deal. So does that ring bells for you?
Yeah, but I had to stop school in the middle of moving, and there's not any schools around me. So that's why I was thinking about going to work out of school.
Uh-huh. Well,
so I'm kind of at a roadblock.
Yeah, you are. I think that you have to go with the doors that are open. And what I'm telling you is going to be lifelong. And people change careers about 7 times in their lifetime. So this is something to think about doing when the opportunity presents itself. Because you most definitely have that healing. But one of the things that you can always do is to be aware that you are healing everybody just by being in their presence. By loving them, by caring about them, by asking how they are, you know, just send that healing energy out to everybody.
Sure.
Okay.
So you don't see an immediate job.
Oh, let me just see. So I see that you are writing. Do you have experience with writing manuals?
No.
Okay. What I see is that you're writing something professional, that you're going to be hired in a job to do some kind of writing that explains information to people.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
We have Lisa from California.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So what have you got
Hi,
for
ma'am.
Me? Hi.
I felt like you were talking about my experiences earlier. It was very serendipity. I'm concerned with my relationship of my teenage son who's being influenced by his father and others, and they are affecting my finances also, and I just want to get a feed on this, working on my intuitions, and I need some clarity from Mama Bear to being the custodian of his spirit. Am I doing the right thing?
Okay. So first of all, I see your aura as being multicolored. There's you know, just like stripes of pastels all through your aura, which would indicate that you have sensitivity to many, many frequencies and vibrations. So you could definitely, you know, as far as I can tell, you could definitely do mediumship and psychic work if you want to ever develop that. Then in terms of your son, you're working on it. Okay. Well, you definitely have the aura for it. Let's see. Your son needs more discipline from you. Okay, let me just see what this means. Yeah, you have to be able to say to him, you're going to do this and you're not going to do that, and not back down for any reason. If you say to him, you are going to do this or you're not going to do that, and if he doesn't obey you, then, you know, whatever consequence you give for those type of things, you have to give the consequence and don't back down. Don't let him manipulate you. Does that make sense? It does?
Yes. Yes.
Does he try to manipulate you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And every verbiage that comes out is much, is a replica of his father. And they've been in contact as of late. And the his narcissism, my ex-husband's narcissism, is coming through. So my barriers are coming up.
Right. Right. So your son is not his father at all. Your son had you, you know. So your son has your program programmed in him, and he knows what your expectations are. He knows what's right and wrong. He knows when he can manipulate you. And what I'm going to say to you is this, and you keep this in your mind. I am always right. When I tell him something, he does it. And I give him consequences if he doesn't. I am the boss. I am always right. I have to win. I have to be the winner to be a good parent. So just stick with that.
I have no problem with that, honestly. I have no problem with that. His father trying to, we're divorced, and he lives 500 to 700 miles away, and he's trying to convince him that it's the grass is greener on the other side. And I'm struggling with the...
So he's asking your son to come live with him?
Yes.
Okay. And has your son been telling you he wants to?
Yes. And I've even given him options to go down there, but nobody has taken the steps in order to make this happen. So it's more or less the power play. If we could just tell her we're going and not have to go through the court system, then we'll go through. This is what we want. And I'm like, no, no, no. I'm the parent. Your father's the parent. We have to take care of this legally. I am not just handing you over to him. And then when it
That's absolutely
happens,
the right thing to do. That's absolutely, you're doing it absolutely right. Absolutely. That's exactly what I saw.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that confirmation.
Okay. Great.
I
hope,
you know,
it all works
out.
Have
that feeling. Yes. It's just the battle of money. I'm not employed right now. So, you know what? Whatever answer you give me, I'd be happy with. Is this going to be long term, or am I going to have to fight it with an attorney?
Let me just see. I see your will prevailing.
Okay.
I don't see the involved. No. No, they don't. They don't have enough. They don't have it together enough to fight you.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be contacting you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're really welcome. Good luck with everything.
I appreciate it.
Okay, you bet. Bye.
We have Lisa from, Gigi, sorry, from California.
Hey, Gigi.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate being on the phone with you. And I was just wondering if you could give me some insight in terms of my career steps and my that would best serve my gifts and talents.
So I'm going to ask you what I asked. The other one is, do you need advice about what, like, type of career, or within your career, which direction you want to go, like take it to business or take it to your own business,
well,
or what?
Right. So I'm pretty clear that working for myself is the most aligned for me, and I have different options. I have different things that I do, and I'd like to know my focus and what's best for me and others.
Okay. Now, because we're short of time, if you don't mind telling me what are the different types of things, and then I can just see the energy flow between you and that type of work, and I'll just go through them all, okay? So what's the first one?
Sure. Okay, well, I do astrology, numerology, and intuitive readings. I also am a teacher of that, as well as a personal chef and interior home interior clearing space and design.
Okay. I immediately got a very strong picture of home interior design. If, you know, for something that you're going to make enough money to live off of.
Mm-hmm.
And the other things you can just do, you know, for, you know, extra money or whatever.
So the highest paying, in other words, something that would be the most lucrative would be the interior design.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I hope that really works out. It sounds like fun.
We have Wendy from California.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi. Very nice to speak with you. Thank you.
I'm really glad you called in. What have you got today for a question?
Well, I started a job, direct hire, with a medical insurance company on July the 5th, and it was for call center, and it was a nightmare because they could not get me into their database for 3 days. And then the following Monday, they were not happy with me because I was asking questions because I really was brand new. Ultimately, they've given me a window of time off because my hearing aids needed fixed. They're fixed now. And I suspect that they're going to call me back, hopefully to start fresh in September with a new supervisor and a new trainer. However, there's a twist to this. I had an hour-long phone interview with a call center medical insurance company that I've been trying to get on board with for 3 years, United Health Group, on Thursday. And they said I should hear by the end of this week whether or not I move forward to the next step. So if I'm offered this job, I want to know which job would give me the most longevity and security.
The United Health Group, for sure. I saw the name, you know, light up really strongly. The building light up. Yeah, there's no question about it. United Health Group.
Oh, that's fabulous. I'm a little concerned because it's a lot more complex than what I did in the vision insurance world. So I hope I catch on fast enough to suit them and that they're not going to just throw me away if I have to continually ask maybe the same question a few times.
Right. I don't see any problems with you being there. It makes you stronger. It makes them stronger. It looks like a match.
Oh, I love that. And how will I hear from them today or tomorrow? Or,
you know, I'm going to have to cut us off, Wendy, because I want to get to all the callers I can today. I'm just answering one question for everybody. Ordinarily, I do it a little bit longer, but today I'm going fast. So I'll let you go.
Oh.
And please just let me know how you're doing. I hope everybody will email me and tell me how things turn out. Bye.
Can I just know how long?
We have Catherine from California.
Oh, I think I know this Catherine.
Hi,
Catherine.
Yes, you do. It's so good to hear from you again.
It is so fantastic to have you call in. Catherine and I are Facebook buddies, and she ran one of my Facebook pages for a while, and I couldn't do it, and we've been sharing Facebook stories forever. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so excited. How can I help
too,
you with
and
that?
I want to thank you for the mediumship reading you gave me. And I have been out of work for about a year now. And my daily mantra is, how can I serve? Because what I want to do is, of course, to serve my highest self or serve God. It's an important thing to me, but I just cannot find where I'm supposed to be.
Okay. And are you meditating and listening for your spirit guides to answer you?
Yeah, I meditate every day, every morning for a half an hour, and say my mantras and stay connected to my highest self as much as possible living in San Jose that I can.
Okay. What I'm going to ask you to do then, and then I'll read for you, I want you to keep a pad of paper next to you while you're meditating, and I want you to ask your spirit guide to give you signs, either while you're reading something or something you see on the back of a truck, you know, something that gives you some, you know, a trail for you to follow to find, you know, what you want to do to work. Okay, now let me look at, let me look and see here what you've got. Right now, I see you relaxing out on a chaise lounge with a drink in your hand.
Well, that would be me. I don't drink alcohol, but that is exactly what I would like to be doing. Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
that's
take
me.
A job. Okay.
Well, see, the other option, Cindy, that I prefer is that I just do something, some kind of property management where I don't have to pay rent so that I don't have to, quote unquote, work. That I find
right.
a rent-free living situation because I prefer not to work.
Right, right. Okay, let me take a look at that. All right. Yeah, it's definitely in the direction of, I think it's a duplex. I hear the word duplex. Yeah, definitely the building management is the direction, not a job.
Thank you
yeah.
so much. I wanted to tell you why I have the phone. Well, I have you on the phone. I love you.
Oh, I love
you,
too, Catherine. I hope we
Thank
see
you
each
for
other
everything.
Sometime.
I do
You're
too.
Always
Thank
welcome.
You for everything you said this morning. The program is just beautiful and full of love and light, and I appreciate you so very much.
Oh, you gave me chills. Thanks, Catherine. And I'll see you on Facebook.
Okay,
thank you.
Love you.
Okay,
bye.
Love you too. Bye.
We have
okay.
T from New York. That's the last one. Yeah, if we have.
Okay, we do. Okay, how can I help you, Ann?
Hi. I have a career question. I actually was offered a position with a really large law firm. But it's not the position that I really want. I am overqualified for this position, but I would love to get offered a higher position. But I'm also getting people are contacting me for interviews for other positions, and those positions might have the title that I want, but they're kind of smaller companies.
Okay. I immediately heard you're going to work your way up. I heard that clairaudiently. So what I would do is to take the lower position at the better firm,
mm-hmm.
and that you will be promoted there. So
okay.
That, 'cause
it is where I want to work at.
Awesome. Yeah, I really hope that works out for you. And email me
too.
And let me know.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you for the prayers you said earlier today. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, hon. You Thanks.
Take
good care, Kay.
You
okay,
too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that's the end of it for today. Let me just tell you a little bit about my spirit guides and my experience with my own spirit guides. Spirit guides, in my case, was my husband in my previous life. He told me that. He described my previous life to me. He told me who my children were in this life. It was all very validating. I experience him just like a regular person. He knows more than I do, and he can see the obstacles ahead for me because for a long time, I thought that spirit guides were all knowing and perfect, but most of us have spirit guides that were just family members or friends for us in previous lives. Now, we can call in higher spirits, and since Jesus was the avatar of the Piscean Age, he stayed with us for the last 2,000 years to help anyone who's called on him. And that's true of any ascended master. If you call on them, they'll come to you, and you'll feel them. You will absolutely feel their presence. I call on Jesus today to be with us during the show today, and I most definitely felt tremendous love, such to the point I was crying, tears running down my eyes. So, but on a daily basis, my spirit guides are just like normal people, but they'll give you advice. Like for me, it's like what to eat. You know, I'm always having a challenge with what I should be eating. You know, my mother is one of my spirit guides, and the other day she showed me her swimming. So she, you know, wants me to join the Y and go swimming. So, I mean, you get really practical advice from them. And then for like the radio show, that was something that was a spiritual challenge for me, for my guide to say, you know, try doing a radio show. And then for me to, you know, do the work, whatever it took to do a show. And so, you know, you may be challenged by a higher guide to try something harder and new to you, because it may not be so spiritually related as like the psychic sandbox, but for you, it is spiritual growth. So just like one of the callers that called in wanted to know about career, well, there's an obstacle to her being a healer right now, doing what she wants to do. So apparently there is spiritual growth to be had in the job that is right in front of her, and then maybe the healing job will come later. So whatever is right in front of you is what's going to give you spiritual growth, whether you call it spiritual growth or not. So that gets us back to what is spiritual growth. And I've talked about this, that spiritual growth is growing in the notion, into the certainty, growing into the certainty that you are spirit. You are not a human body. Your spirit dwells in your human body. But spiritual growth means that you maintain the certainty longer and longer and longer that you are spirit and not just a human being, that you are a spirit moving through so many experiences. And these experiences are always meant to help you with forgiving, because you are one with the person you're angry at, or treating people nicely that you don't particularly care for, because that gives you the sense of you're all one, whether you care for these people or not. So you're always, always learning that you are a spirit, and that is spiritual growth. And that is what your guides are nudging you toward, just like we nudge our children. They'll nudge you with suggestions and ideas that you might wake up with in the morning or a dream. So it's really good to keep a journal, and then you go back and say, wow, that was what they were telling me when I, you know, heard that. So I really, really wish you all well this week, and next week will be our last show. So today our music is thanks to Jason Shaw at Audionautics, and our producer has been Amara Walker. Thanks, Amara, and thanks to you for tuning in and sharing the sandbox with us. This was a very special, special show for me. Until next week, remember to take recess every day, and then we'll be back for more fun next week at 1 o'clock. Thanks for joining us.